Good morning. 7:34 a.m. on the 19th of March, 2014. Whew. It's another cold morning. It's 25 degrees out here. That's a bit nippy. $16.50. Not bad. $16.50, which is almost 17 minutes. Photo took a little longer this morning, and I met my friend Ron. Ron is another one of these guys who walks pretty much every day. I see him out here quite frequently. When I'm taking a kid to school, I see him out walking. And I don't know how much time he spends at it, but it's quite a lot, because I've seen him make the trip 2 miles up and back a couple of times over the course of a day. I've seen him walking when I've taken the kid to school. I've seen him walking when I brought the kid back. And then I've gone out for my own walk, seen him still walking. So, yeah, he's a walking fool. Now, he and I are about the only ones that are out here regularly in the early morning hours. When the weather gets better, it gets warmer, I suspect we'll see some regular dog walkers. The old collie. And this woman has a pair of chocolate labs. There's one guy that has a pair of, I don't know if they're cockapoos or what, but little Duzz ruffles. So yeah, I got the walk in yesterday. It didn't kill me. Get the walk in today. Because I need to. I didn't get the reading done that I wanted yesterday. I got stuff lined up. Found out where the missing file was due to. I haven't heard yet whether or not it's still something on my plate or not. It could have been canceled. But Tales to Terrify has had a couple of personnel changes in their scheduler, so at least one change. So maybe it's sort of fallen through the cracks. There's one Kraken with plum butter. Is it grilled Kraken with plum butter? That's the one that's due for Crime City Central. And the other one is Tales to Terrify the Easy Way. So we'll have to see. I've had it way too long, so it wouldn't be surprising if they'd written me off on that one. Usually they call, they write back and say, hello, any idea when you'll have this? A little nudge. So I expect I'll have to do that one as well. But it's good, it's okay. A couple short stories. Get ready to read Xyferia's Call. Finish reading Xyferia's Call. Yeah. So my legs aren't bothering me today. Probably they will tomorrow. My shins are talking to me right at the moment because I've been pushing, trying to get back to the house before I freeze to death. I already had breakfast. I had breakfast with the kid at 6. But I could use another cup of coffee. Have to hash out with my wife what we're going to do about the rest of the week. She's supposed to go to Colorado Springs today. Well, it's up for grabs now whether or not she's going to do that. The younger daughter had a bit of a relapse. She hasn't gone back to the hospital, but it's enough to make my wife nervous about leaving town for a couple of days. Which I can understand. I can't fault her for that. Well, that's something you don't see every day. I wonder if that's really what I'm looking at. I'm looking up ahead in the, out on the gopher field. And it looks like a paving machine. Or maybe what it is, it may be that it's actually on the other side of the field over where they're putting in. They have already put in Panera and are rapidly adding Chick-fil-A. I don't know what else is going to go in over there, but Panera has been I keep saying I'm going to go over to Panera to write, but the reality is I can't get in. It's impossible. They are stupidly popular here. It's insane. It doesn't matter what time of day or night, as long as they're open, the parking lot is full. Now, they have a small parking lot, I have to say that. But even inside, there's not a lot of room. They're also supposed to be running a road somewhere. Actually, I know where. It's down at the end of this long eastern reach here. There's a road going to go over that way through the field. I think it's to keep people from driving through on their four-wheel drives because they already drive through to the other side of town in one direction to the east. I don't see it now, so I was seeing things. Monk pole. The sun feels good. Oh, my nose is running. So in fact, it's because it's cold. It's running to try to warm up. So yeah, I posted my mid-month update for March on NathanLowell.com, and the results for the month so far are not exactly surprising in terms of the amount of red that showed up in the first half of the month. Disappointing, certainly, but watching it develop, it's like there really wasn't anything else I could do. I did what I could, but it wasn't enough to satisfy my desire to get things done, to get things moving, to get things on track. Yesterday was basically audio work, although I wasn't doing a lot of recording. It was mostly set up and line up and making sure I had the scripts and checking with all the people that I need to check with to make sure I have the right files. And then trying to work around having two kids who spend most of the day running water. Not quite sure what the story with that was, but one or the other of them was either running a shower, running a tub, or running a wash, or flushing a toilet or something. Seemed like all day long. The recorder is in there. It's all set up. I've got my scripts all ready to go. I just need to have about, 6,000 words. I need about an hour of quiet to record Kraken. I know that one's necessary. So today's Thursday. No, today's Wednesday. Oh, that's okay. Today's Wednesday. If I get this one out today, then if I need to do Easy Way, I should find out today. So then I'll have that one to do for tomorrow. That's a pretty good day's work. 6,000, 8,000 words. Recorded and edited and put into story form. An episode a day. If I can do an episode a day, I'll be in good shape. I think I'm going to be sore tomorrow. It's just a hunch. My shins and calves are feeling the strain a bit of 2 days walking after 2 weeks of not. But it's time to get back into shape. It's coming up on the anniversary. It's going to be 3 years here in a few days. It's going to be the equinox. Today's the 19th. 2 days? 21st? Is that the equinox? It's 21st or 22nd. I can't remember which one. I could tell from the photograph this morning where the sun was coming up behind the tree. It was getting close to being directly due east. So very close to the equinox. More sirens. As I was heading on the way down the noisy bit of 34, it was a heavy rescue heading west. So I don't know what's heading out that happened out that way, but apparently something. Some sort of vehicular accident, I suspect. I just want to stop. It's like, I just want to stop. But I can't, because I'm like, maybe 100 yards to the house. It's so close. It's like, it's right there. I can see it. Hot coffee. Comfy chair. Warmth. So yeah, I've been thinking about Cape Grace, but mostly thinking about the other books, to be honest. I really need to do Cape Grace first, but the other books are calling to me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do Cape Grace or not. It's one of those, yes, I'd love to do Cape Grace, but it's not one of the stories that is like saying, Nathan, write me. That's 17 and a half on the backside. That's right on par. It's right on pace. Doing well. So my 2 miles are up. All I have to do now is get to the back gate. I get in the house, pour a cup of coffee, and take my shoes off. Because with luck, I won't have to go out again for several hours. But in the meantime, this is where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.